Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Thursday, the 6th of July. This week on Battle Drill Devotionals, we examine the freedom Jesus brings from the power of sin. We look again at Romans chapter 6 and verses 12 to 23. Today we're going to read from the New Revised Standard Version, updated edition. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal bodies, so that you obey their desires. No longer present your members to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and present your members to God as instruments of righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Should we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves of the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that you who were slaves of sin have become obedient from the heart to the form of teaching to which you were entrusted, and that you, having been set free from sin, have become enslaved to righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of your limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and lawlessness, leading to even more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. So what fruit did you then gain from the things of which you are now ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that you have been freed from sin and enslaved to God, the fruit you have leads to sanctification, and the end is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Do you want to know how to break free from sin? Do you have a persistent sin you wish you could get rid of? How can you do that? When it comes to knowing how to break free from sin, the first step is to understand what Jesus has done for you. Paul reminds us that Jesus' death and resurrection has given us the free gift of eternal life from God. Jesus paid for our sin on the cross, and his resurrection power is available to us through his Holy Spirit to give us the power to say no to sin. If you are worried because you have no willpower, then worry no more. Now you have Holy Spirit power. If Jesus had simply died for our sins and paid the penalty for all the wrong we have done, that would be good news enough. But his resurrection goes further. Jesus took our old sin nature and gave us a completely new nature. Once, says Paul, we were slaves to sin. That's the weakness of our human nature. But in Christ, we are free from the power of sin and are slaves to God instead. He gives us the power we need to live lives of holiness. We give ourselves to be slaves of righteous living, and God's power helps us to become holy. Sin no longer has power in your life. Your sin nature is dead, and a dead person cannot be tempted. Now you have more than enough Holy Spirit power to resist temptation and finally break the vicious circle of that persistent sin. Thanks be to God. As you think more deeply about this during your day to day, you might want to use this question. How do you call on the Holy Spirit's power when you face a persistent sin? I hope you join me tomorrow for the last of this week's Battle Drill devotionals, as we think about the most important thing that we will ever do when it comes to God's grace.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.